Greetings, and welcome along to this week's edition of The Organist Entertains. Nigel Ogden here with another 40 minutes worth of varied pipe and electronic sounds, and to start the ball rolling on this occasion, a couple of up-tempo golden oldies from Robin Richmond at the BBC Theatre Organ. When Lights Are Low and Lullaby in Rhythm, Robin Richmond's contribution to this evening's programme at the console of the BBC Wurlitzer. Well, this next item was recorded at the same venue, namely our Playhouse Studios here in Manchester, but this time we're going to hear from the ever-popular Keith Beckingham in full control of the Hammond Aurora Classic with this arrangement of El Bimbo. Thank you. the Hammond Aurora Classic, and El Bimbo, played by Keith Beckingham. And many congratulations to Keith, who got himself married to Helen on November the 2nd. Well, still with electronics, but in somewhat more relaxed vein, here's Brian Sharp with a very stylish interpretation of Hoagy Carmichael's Stardust, played on the fabulous Kawai T-50. Stardust, beautifully played for us there on Kawai T-50 by Brian Sharp. And incidentally, Brian will be one of the guest organists at our special Christmas concert in December. Details of how to get tickets at the end of the programme. Well, time for this week's special feature, and tonight we look back to those halcyon days when all the major cinema chains employed a team of fine organists. In recent months, we've taken a look at the Odeon, Gaumont British and Granada circuits, and tonight we turn our attentions to Associated British Cinemas Limited. The ABC story is quite a long and complex one, particularly to deal with comprehensively in this programme, but we'll be hearing from four famous organs and organists which were regularly heard on the airwaves during their time under the ABC banner. In 1928, the Union Cinema Company was formed, and although its growth in the early years was quite slow, a fair number of Union cinemas appeared during the next 8 or 9 years. It was on the 1st of November 1937 that they were taken over by ABC, after a number of surveys called the Maxwell Reports revealed some serious problems in the administrative side of the business. Well, our first visit takes us down to Kingston-on-Thames, and a cinema which would probably win a prize for having the most names. It opened on the 15th of February 1932 as the Regal, was renamed the Union after being taken over by that company, then became the Regal again under Associated British, before finally ending up as the ABC when the company standardised the names of all their cinemas. The Regal Kingston had been the number one house on the Union circuit, and it remained so with ABC, with almost 2,500 seats, a restaurant, offices, and a large stage. The splendid three-manual 12-rank Wurlitzer, the first unit organ in Kingston, became famous on the air in the hands of such people as Reginald Fort, Reg New, and Rex O'Grady. And in later years, Joseph Seal broadcast many superb programmes after he moved to Kingston as ABC's musical director in 1952. Well, here he is with a beautiful arrangement of Stella by Starlight. Stella by Starlight played on the ABC Kingston Wurlitzer by Joseph Seal, who in fact really made his name many years before at our next port of call, the Ritz Belfast, where he became resident organist in 1937. And his 14-year stay there was the longest of any ABC organist. The Ritz, opened just over 49 years ago on the 9th of November 1936, was Union's best effort up to that time, and included one of the John Compton Organ Company's finest creations, a magnificent four-manual 10-rank instrument, plus a superb example of Compton's electronic mellotone attachment. The Ritz organ was the only one of four manuals ever installed by Union Cinemas, and it was the first to have one of the new style illuminated console surrounds. When Joseph Seal returned to England in 1951, Austin Rayner and Stanley Wiley both guested and broadcast from Belfast. But it was the latter who became the new resident organist in 1952, and he stayed until 1959 when he took up a position with Ulster Television, where he still works. Stanley Wiley maintained without question the high standards set by his predecessor, and his excellent use of the Ritz-Compton, together with his superb musicianship, made him a firm radio favourite with organ enthusiasts throughout the British Isles. And he was given a warm welcome back to the console earlier this year when he appeared at the South Bank Polytechnic in London and the Plough Inn at Great Mundon. Well, sadly, the Ritz Belfast Compton was mostly destroyed by flooding in the early 70s, although some of the pipework still remains in other instruments. Well, this recording of Stanley Wiley dates from August 1954, and he's playing Where the Woods Are Green by Nicholas Brodsky. Where the Woods Are Green, played by Stanley Wiley on the organ of the Ritz Belfast. And I'm sure you'll excuse the odd crackle or two. As I said, the recording is 31 years old. Well, back to Surrey now, and a visit to the Ritz Richmond, which was opened on the 19th of May, 1938. Union Cinemas had intended that the Ritz should replace the Regal Kingston as their number one house, and their plans for the new building included fully comprehensive stage equipment, a suite of 12 dressing rooms, and a special three-manual 16-rank Wurlitzer organ. However, when ABC took charge of things in 1937, they had to make some drastic alterations, and the Ritz Richmond ended up with a simple stage and a much smaller Wurlitzer, an 8-rank instrument which was originally intended for the Ritz at Wigan. Well, smaller it may have been, but it was certainly a fine instrument. And during Bobby Pagan's residency at Richmond, he certainly produced some excellent sounds from it. Bobby Pagan at the console of the ABC Richmond Wurlitzer, Diane and You're Just in Love. Well, finally, we move on to arguably the most famous ABC theatre, organ and organist. The cinema was opened in 1938 as the Royal in Plymouth, with Wilfred Southworth at the console of the excellent Compton organ, once again with three manuals and 8 units of pipes, plus another fine mellotone. A couple of years earlier, a young chap called Dudley Savage had been heard by ABC's musical director at that time, Harold Ramsey, who immediately signed him up, and Dudley toured as the Cornish Wonder Boy organist during 1936 and 37. Then, after the opening of the Royal, he was appointed resident organist, and there he stayed, clocking up thousands of broadcasts with his as-prescribed request programmes, which ran for so many years. Well, to end our brief look at the world of Associated British Cinemas and its organs, here is Dudley Savage with another medley of 2, Time on My Hands, and I'll see you in my dreams. the distinctive sound of Dudley Savage at the organ of the ABC Plymouth. Well, I'll be taking a look at this week's Theatre Organ Concert Diary shortly after we've heard from Eric Pepp on Yamaha DX7 Electronic with another of his original compositions, Let's Saunter Together. Let's Saunter Together, composed and played by Eric Pepp on Yamaha DX7. Tomorrow, the 16th, two concerts at 7:30 p.m. with Peter Lish at the Bluecoat School, Oldham, and Eric Barber at the 3J's Gomersall. On Sunday the 17th, Louis Mordish plays the Granada Harrow Wurlitzer at 1:30 p.m. At 2:30, Jean Martin at the City School, Sheffield, and Jane Poxon at the Municipal Hall, Eston. Three concerts at 2:45 on Sunday with Armsby Bancroft and Ken Stroud at the majestic Cradley Heath, Jeff Stevenson at the Castle Hill Church Ipswich, and yours truly at the Guildhall Southampton. And finally at 3 p.m, George Blackmore at Gunton Hall Lowestoft. And finale time tonight comes from what has long been the mecca for British theatre organ enthusiasts, the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool, where the three-manual 14-rank Wurlitzer has entertained the holidaymakers for the past 50 years. Well, here's one of the Tower team of organists, Arnold Loxham, with his version of American Patrol. Arnold Loxham at the organ of the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool, and American Patrol. Well, just before I go, details, as promised, about our Christmas show, which we'll be recording on Friday the 13th of December at our Playhouse Studios here in Manchester, where, of course, there is another very famous Blackpool Wurlitzer in the form of our BBC theatre organ, formerly installed in the Emperor's Ballroom. Our star guests will be two brilliant organists, Brian Rodwell and Brian Sharp, both playing pipes and electronics. And if you'd like to join us on that occasion, we'd love to see you. Just let us know how many complimentary tickets you'd like by writing to us here at The Organist Entertains, BBC PO Box 27, Manchester. The Organist Entertains, BBC PO Box 27, Manchester. And if you'd be so kind as to include a stamped addressed envelope, that would help us enormously. In the meantime, I'll look forward to being back with you at 9:30 next Friday evening. But until then, on behalf of this week's producer, John Wilcox, this is Nigel Ogden saying thanks for listening and bye-bye.